17. To his brother Mikhail, from the fortress, July the 18th, 1849. Dear brother, I was inexpressibly glad of your letter, which I got on July the 11th. At last you are free, and I can vividly imagine how happy you were when you saw your family again, how impatiently they must have awaited you. I seem to see that your life is beginning to shape itself differently. With what are you now occupied, and above all, what are your means of support? Have you work, and of what sort? Summer is indeed a burden in the town. You tell me only that you have taken a new house, and probably it is much smaller. It is a pity you couldn't spend the whole summer in the country. I thank you for the things you sent. They have relieved and diverted me. You write, my dear fellow, that I must not lose heart. Indeed, I am not losing heart at all. To be sure, life here is very monotonous and dreary, but what else could it be? And after all, it isn't invariably so tedious. The time goes by most irregularly, so to speak, now too quickly, now too slowly. Sometimes I have the feeling that I've grown accustomed to this sort of life and that nothing matters very much. Of course, I try to keep all alluring thoughts out of my head, but can't always succeed. My early days, with their fresh impressions, storm in on my soul, and I live all the past over again. That is in the natural order of things. The days are now, for the most part, bright, and I am somewhat more cheerful. The rainy days, though, are unbearable, and on them the casemate looks terribly grim. I have occupation, however. I do not let the time go by for naught. I have made out the plots of 3 tales and 2 novels, and am writing a novel now, but avoid overworking. Such labour, when I do it with great enjoyment, I have never worked so much con amore as now, has always agitated me and affected my nerves. While I was working in freedom, I was always obliged to diversify my labours with amusements. But here the excitement consequent on work has to evaporate unaided. My health is good, except for the hemorrhoids and the shattered state of my nerves, which keeps up a constant crescendo. Now and then I get attacks of breathlessness. My appetite is as unsatisfactory as ever. I sleep badly and have morbid dreams. I sleep about 5 hours in the daytime and wake 4 times at least every night. This is the only thing that really bothers me. The worst of all are the twilight hours. By 9 o'clock it is quite dark here. I often cannot get to sleep until about 1 or 2 in the morning, and the 5 hours during which I have to lie in darkness are hard to bear. They are injuring my health more than anything else. When our case will be finished, I can't say at all, for I have lost all sense of time and merely use a calendar upon which I stroke out quite passively each day as it passes. That's over. I haven't read much since I've been here. 2 descriptions of travel in the Holy Land and the works of Demetrius von Rostov. The latter interested me very much, but that kind of reading is only a drop in the ocean. Any other sort of books would, I imagine, quite extraordinarily delight me, and they might be very useful, for thus I could diversify my own thoughts with those of others, or at all events capture a different mood. There you have all the details of my present existence. I have nothing else to tell you. I am glad that you found your family in the best of health. Have you yet written of your liberation to Moscow? It is a pity that nothing is done here. How I should like to spend at least 1 day with you. It is now 3 months since we came to this fortress. What may not still be in store for us? Possibly I shall not, the whole summer through, see so much as 1 green leaf. Do you remember how in May they would take us to walk in the little garden? The green was just beginning then, and I couldn't help thinking of Rival, where I was with you at about that season, and of the garden belonging to the engineering college. I imagined that you must be making the same comparison, so sad was I. And I should like to see a lot of other people besides. Whom do you see most of now? I suppose everybody's in the country. But our brother André must surely be in town. Have you seen Nicolia? Greet them all from me. Kiss all your children for me. Greet your wife and tell her that I'm greatly touched by her thinking of me. Don't be too anxious on my account. I have but one wish, to be in good health. The tedium is a passing matter, and cheerfulness depends in the last resort upon myself. Human beings have an incredible amount of endurance and will to live. I should never have expected to find so much in myself. Now I know it from experience. Farewell. I hope that these few lines will give you much pleasure. Greet everyone you see whom I have known. Forget no one. I have not forgotten anybody. What can the children be thinking of me? And how do they explain to themselves my disappearance? Farewell. If you can at all manage it, send me the OZ. Then I should at any rate have something to read. Write me a few lines. It would extraordinarily cheer me. Till next time.